The following message is from Call to Worship, a one-hour program that includes beautiful music as a vehicle of worship, along with inspirational comments. This podcast is the devotional portion of the radio broadcast. Here with our message is host and producer of Call to Worship, Gary Roby.
Power of praise. Please invest these next few moments looking with me at the power of praise. Praise includes giving recognition to who God is, His attributes. Psalm 90, Lord, You have been our dwelling place in all generations, before the mountains were brought forth, or ever You had formed the earth and the world. From everlasting to everlasting, You are God. Psalm 145 declares, Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and His greatness is unsearchable. Balance your praise with thanksgiving. Psalm 69, I will praise the name of God with a song and will magnify Him with thanksgiving. Psalm 118, You are my God, and I will praise You. You are my God, I will exalt You. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endures forever. The power of praise is a mighty weapon in spiritual warfare. As you praise the Lord, things begin to happen in the unseen realm. We're told to take on the whole armor of God. It describes how that God's Word is part of our defense against rulers, authorities, cosmic powers of this present darkness, and spiritual forces. While we praise God in word or music, it is valuable to include Scripture. The armor is described in Ephesians 6. Listen to verses 11 and especially 17. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. It includes the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. The power of praise gives us a proper perspective. Simply put, God is God, and we are not. While praising Him, we fill our hearts and minds with the reality of who He really is. That gives us confidence, increases our faith, affecting our thoughts, choices, and attitudes. Singing praise is powerful. Psalm 47, sing praises to God. Sing praises. Sing praises unto our King. Sing praises. Psalm 147, praise the Lord, for it is good to sing praises to our God, for it is pleasant, and a song of praise is fitting. Here's one example in Scripture of the power of praise, 2 Chronicles chapter 20. The people of Moab, Ammon, and some Menuhites came to make war against Jehoshaphat. As the state prepares for battle, the king organized a praise team to praise the Lord. Here's verse 19, describing those events. And the Levites of the children of Kohathites and of the children of Korahites stood up to praise the Lord God of Israel with a loud voice on high. As the praise began, God confused the enemies and they destroyed each other, as the prophet had predicted. Israel didn't need to fight at all. Praise and thanksgiving actually affect the devil and his works. The devil will try to get you to complain about things. If he can, then it may have a similar effect to that of the grumbling Israelites that kept them wandering around the wilderness for 40 years instead of believing God and arriving in the Promised Land. Praise and thanksgiving bring God into the equation. Psalm 22, but you are holy, O you who dwell in the holy place where the praises of Israel are offered. Be encouraged, my friend. God will show up during your time of need. He will never leave you or forsake you. Remember that you can and should give praise to God anywhere and everywhere. Don't be mistaken, thinking that a church building is the best or only place you can praise Him. You can also worship and praise the Lord right in the middle of any type of spiritual warfare you may be going through. There are examples in Scripture, as well as situations you may know of, when very dramatic miracles and breakthroughs took place right during adverse situations, once the person just stopped and then started to worship and praise the Lord. And finally, Psalm 34, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be on my mouth. My soul shall make its boast in the Lord. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt His name together. Amen.
The Call to Worship program is a listener-supported ministry heard weekly on local Christian radio stations since its first broadcast in 1989. This ministry centers around God's Word, spoken and in song. To hear the entire program, visit us online at calltoworship.us.